This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 6, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The last item on our agenda involves management administrative matters, and I understand that we do, in fact, today have a management administrative matter. Ms. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one matter, and our Chief Information Officer, Mr. Alec Palmer, is going to do a demonstration of our soon-to-debut, specifically on Monday, December 17th, on our website, our new Senate House application map, which piggybacks on the success of our presidential campaign map. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Palmer.
Good.
Apparently that should go away in a minute or two, according to James Jones. So I wasn't sure if I was going to do hand puppets until that went away, but I did hear a rumor that the chairman has a new dance routine that he was working on. I'm not sure if I want to do that now or not.
I would actually. That would be great. Thank you, Alan.
We gave a presentation last Friday, Bob, right? Bob did an excellent job over at the press club giving the presentation. We had two sessions, there was even a two press reporters from Ukraine that were there with television cameras in campaign finance and how we tracked money in this country with donations. And actually, they had a very good time with a lot of good questions and asking us about our system. Actually, we're very surprised at the amount of data that we have on computers. Their mission is to kind of take that back to the Ukraine. Very entertaining. Our homepage that you see here, once that middle box disappears, we're going to have basically, this is going to go live, as Katrina mentioned, on December 17th, Monday. And the homepage is going to have now both maps. You're going to have the presidential map, which of course is going to be on the left-hand side, and all of you are familiar with that. Then on the right-hand side is going to be the House and Senate map. What you can't see very well there right now is there's basically two colors to the states. You have kind of the green states and kind of the beige-colored states. The green states are basically the active Senate races. And so that's going to be very visible at the beginning. When we can see it, it'll be very visible of how it looks. One thing that we have done that's different is on the presidential map, of course, it's based on geography of the contributors and for each presidential candidate in that particular state. But just as a recap, if you click on any presidential candidate, there we go, I can stop talking. All right, let's get to the show. So all the individuals will do that come to our website, if they want to go into the House and Senate map, they would click on that particular map, and then it brings up this page. As you see, there's basically about four elements to this page. You have the map on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side is a summary of basically House and Senate for all Democrat and Republicans and other categories. It gives the total for receipts and disbursements. At the bottom left hand, we've added a search box here. So if there's a particular candidate that you want to be able to get information on, you don't have to worry about going through the geography of going to the state and going to the district, things of that nature. You can just type in the name or the first four or five letters of that candidate's name, and you can get to that candidate. This is only basically for the 08 race, so this is all kind of 07, 08 candidates that we're looking at right now. So what you would do is, as you move your mouse over the map, you notice that certain information pops up and is highlighted. So whatever state you mouse over, it tells you basically how many House districts there are and the primary election date. The green, as I mentioned, is active Senate races. The non-green is there's no Senate race taking place. But let's go over to the state of Virginia. If we click on the state of Virginia, then it now launches the Virginia map. There's two maps. The one on the right-hand side, of course, is for the Senate. If you mouse over that, it tells you all the Senate candidates that are running in the state of Virginia. We also have some drop-down boxes here at the top, so if you know the district you want to go to right away, you can do that. Now, this is especially helpful for states like California and New York. When you get to LA, San Francisco, Manhattan, the districts are so small, it's hard to kind of show up on the map, so it's much easier to navigate with this, so that's why we added that capability. Or if you know the House candidate, you can click on that and go right to that individual. So let's go to the state of Virginia now, and of course down here again is summary information for the state, similar to the information you saw on the first page for the entire country, but now this is summary information for the state of Virginia. If you mouse over now the district information, it tells you the district number and the candidates that are running for the House. Let's go ahead and open now district number 5. This page comes up. Here on this page, you see the top right-hand corner. It will always tell you the state you're in and district in, so if you happen to forget, it kind of highlights that for you. This table will give you all the candidates that are running in Virginia in district number 5. Here, the way that we have put this up, if we also have this pie chart. So for example, for good, if you mouse over this pie chart, it basically tells you the percent of money that they've raised, or you can actually go to this area right here for individuals. And if you click on individual, it will then launch a page that brings up all of the itemized individual contributors for this candidate. And you can, each one of these columns is sortable, so you can sort by last name, employee, city, state, whatever. If you want to then basically show all, you click on show all, and it lists all of the candidates. If you want to take this now and export this to an Excel spreadsheet, you just simply right-click, choose Export to Excel Spreadsheet, and you have all the data that was on that table in an Excel spreadsheet that you can now play with. So let's go ahead and close this. Let's go back a little bit now. These candidates, you can do the same thing for PAC. You can click on PAC, and it gives you all the information related to the PACs and the contributions for that particular candidate. A real neat feature that we've added is a compare feature. You've all been to BestBuy.com, where you want to buy a computer and you want to compare computers. Well, now you can compare candidates. So you just highlight the candidates you want to compare, click on the compare button, and it brings up basically this page that gives you a candidate comparison. Starting at the top, you have cash on hand, then you have receipts, and then a whole category of receipts with individual PAC, party, etc. If you happen to forget the color code and basically which candidate this was, all you have to do is mouse over the bar and it tells you what candidate that is. At this point, if you want, rather than going back to the page to go back to individual contributors to search on that, you can click on the bar and guess what? It launches all the individual contributors for that candidate. So we've tried to really make it easy from a navigation standpoint to allow multiple points of entry to get to this data. Let's go to an individual now. Now let's just open up this candidate. If we click on this individual candidate, this brings up basically all of his detail page. Candidate details that you see at the top, receipts, total receipts, disbursements, loan, cash summary, everything. As you see basically these links, the hypertext, pretty much almost every place that you see dollars, we're going to have eventually about 15 or 17 categories that you will be able to drill down to individual data. Right now we only have about, on this particular candidate, we maybe have about 5 or 6. But really nice feature is that if you go ahead and click on operating expenditures, you can now see basically where the candidate is spending their money, the payee, and the purpose, the city, and you can all sort it. So this is something we've never really offered before. And you can really drill down. It's a great research tool to be able to get to all of this information. Bob, do you want to add any little tidbits of what this can do for us?
No, not really. I think that's covered. What we try to do is provide access that virtually anybody can understand. You know where you live, if you know the name of your member or candidates you're interested in at their particular races. To allow you visually to get from that knowledge very quickly to as much substantive information provided in these reports. And to do it in a way that's approachable for everyone, so that we can reach a broader audience. There are a lot of people who understand the nuances and the nuts and bolts of campaign finance, and we've always relied on them. I think this allows us to get beyond that audience as other audiences as well. Show people sort of the wealth of information available here, and that they can choose to use a lot of flexibility. We have some limitations to the process. There are some things that don't work quite this way. They mainly focus on Senate campaigns because the senators don't file electronically with us, and so that poses some challenges for us. But that day will come, and I may not get there with you, but I see it. And so we're hopeful that we're going to be able to integrate all of this information pretty quickly in that context. But we provide the information. It's just in a different format in the way that we've always done.
But the beauty of this now is with the type of graphical representation that we've put up, it makes it very easy for the general citizen to be able to get to this data, research it much better than we've ever provided before. And we also have some new data up there with the disbursements example that we showed you. And when we showed this last week, all the reporters were just really excited about that element. So. This is, as I mentioned, we're going to go live on December 17th. We're just tweaking the last few minute items, but we're very, very excited about this.
Thank you, guys.
Pay no attention to those.
Okay, thank you, Alec, and all of your staff and Bob and everybody who helped put this together. I think it's excellent. I think it makes both, you know, it's a great extension of the work that was done earlier on the presidential data, and I think it just makes this data so much easier to search and use. It's just terrific. So thank you. Ms. Clark, are there any other management or administrative matters for us to handle today?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Good. And with that, I bring the meeting to a close. Thank you.